Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
The pen of a writer, writing.
That's certainly true this morning. God has been good unto me this morning. I want to read out of Isaiah chapter number 1 this morning. And beginning in verse number 2, the Bible said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people does not consider. All sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel, and to anger they have gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devoured in your presence, and it is desolate and overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, and a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, how we give thanks today, God, for the blessings of life, Lord, that you bestowed upon us so freely this morning, God. And I want to thank you this morning, God, for who you are. May your name be exalted. May it be high and lifted up this morning, God, among your people, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, that the name of Jesus Christ this morning, Lord, would receive praise and glory and honor this morning among your people. God, I pray that, Lord, this morning that you draw all of us unto yourself today, God, especially those this morning that are lost and undone this morning, God, they might see the need of Christ in their life, that, Lord, that they might come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God, be born again in the family of God. Father, we pray today, God, that you touch those who we may mention this morning, that those that are sick this morning, God, those that are having surgeries and recovering from surgeries, God, those having to take treatments, I pray that, Lord, that you'd hold their hand this morning, God, that you'd encourage them through these difficult times. And Father, I pray that you bless your people wherever they're gathered together this morning, God. I pray that you give us a spirit of worship this morning, God, and Lord, prepare us for visitation and for revival, God, a season of refreshment, God, a time of renew and a right spirit within us this morning, God. Reach out this morning, God, touch some precious soul. And we'll give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen this morning and amen. Now then, the Bible said here in verse number 4, "Oh, sinful nation." I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning the sin of a nation. Dear friend, the sin of a nation this morning. Dear friend, I'm certainly not going to criticize our nation this morning. Dear friend, I know it seems like that everybody everywhere, dear friend, is always putting down the United States of America. Dear friend, it seems like more every day we get more enemies. How do you find more criticism? How do you find more condemnation than any other place? How do you find this morning? But I want to tell you, how do you find this is my country this morning? How do you find I'm proud to be an American? How do you find no other place I'd rather live upon the face of this earth? How do you find than right here in the good old U.S. of A? How do you find I know we've got our problems this morning? How do you find I realize today that we've gone back from where we once stood? How do you find but still this morning? How do you find I wouldn't want to live or go anywhere else outside of these borders this morning? God certainly has been good unto this nation this morning in how He's blessed us. No other nation, how do you find upon the face of this earth outside of Israel, how dear friend has been blessed, how dear friend like our nation this morning, how dear friend I'll tell you, I'm proud to put my hand over my heart and say one nation under God. How dear friend, it still provokes an emotional response when they sing my country tis of thee. How dear friend, and how dear friend when they begin, oh how dear friend this morning can you see, how dear friend it still stirs my heart this morning. How do you find to sing the song this morning? How do you find the land of the free and the home of the brave? Amen. How do you find this is my country, my nation? How do you find the place where I was born, my nativity this morning? How do you find I'm proud to be an American this morning? How do you find that I tell you I do want to look today? How do you find a few minutes this morning? How do you find at a sinful nation? How do you find I know the Lord saves individuals this morning. God only saves one at a time. How dear friend, but throughout the Word of God, He addresses, how dear friend, the nations. How dear friend, in fact, the Bible tells us one day there will be a judgment of nations. How dear friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ, how dear friend, will separate the goats and the sheep. How dear friend, thou they've treated Israel. I am the God's people this morning. How dear friend, see Him this morning. How the Bible said there's a reproach unto any people. How dear friend, and sin can reach unto a national level this morning. How dear friend, that's why God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon. How dear friend, that's why God was in judgment of Nineveh and then Moab. And throughout the Word of God this morning, how dear friend, God judged Israel as a whole. How dear friend, because of their actions this morning. Amen. How dear friend, this morning our nation, our country this morning. How dear friend, I do believe today, if not already experiencing, how dear friend, some of the judgment of God upon us. Amen. I realize this morning, friend of mine, this country still does good. How dear friend, in fact, there's no other place on the face of this earth, how dear friend, that does more humanitarian, how dear friend, work this morning, whether it's through money or food or clothing or medicine. How dear friend, this country this morning, how dear friend, still does. How dear friend, this morning, better than any place on the face of this earth. How dear friend, as far as the freedom this morning, how dear friend, to go to church and to worship, how dear friend, this morning according to our choice, how dear friend today. And so this is a great nation, but to whom much is given, how much is required. Amen. How dear friend, and as God has blessed us abundantly, He also expects some things out of us this morning. How dear friend, and I do believe this nation, how dear friend, is headed for judgment. I already seen the preliminaries of it. How dear friend, why is this called a sinful nation? Why did the prophet Isaiah, how dear friend, talking to Israel this morning, by the hand of the Lord, how dear friend, declare them to be such a sinful nation? How dear friend, I believe the same thing that happened to them is the same thing that's happening to us. How dear friend, in the same judgment that fell upon them, how dear friend, is the same judgments that's falling upon us. Amen. How dear friend, I'll tell you why there's a sinful nation. In verse number 3, Isaiah said, they have forgotten the Lord. Amen. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib. But Israel, my people, does not consider. Amen. How dear friend, the Bible said that the wicked shall be turned into hell.
Israel and all nations that forget God. Amen. Dear friend, I think this morning we have forgotten, dear friend, who it was that established, dear friend, this nation this morning. You say, well, now, preacher, that was our founding fathers. Well, now, preacher, that was the pilgrims. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, it was God that established such a nation as this. Amen. We have forgotten the very foundation, dear friend, by which our nation was built upon this morning. Dear friend, the principles, dear friend, of godliness, dear friend, that we upheld, dear friend, when the stakes were laid, dear friend, the lines were drawn, dear friend, this morning in our nation, dear friend, began to come up, dear friend, out of this land. Dear friend, we have forgotten this morning, dear friend, the price, dear friend, that was paid for our nation this morning. That's right, brother. The blood that was spilled, dear friend, the lives that were sacrificed, dear friend, so that you and I could have, dear friend, this freedom this morning. Dear friend, today we have forgotten the perception. Dear friend, this morning they can holler about it, they can argue about it, dear friend, this morning, but the fact of the matter is, dear friend, they came to this new world, dear friend, in search of freedom, to worship God. Amen. Dear friend, that's why this nation was established, dear friend, so that men could worship God, dear friend, this morning. And God honored that, and God blessed that, and God prospered that, dear friend, this morning. But look where we're at today. Amen. We have forgotten, dear friend, why, dear friend, this morning that this nation was established. Amen. Dear friend, this morning we have forgotten the freedom. Dear friend, this morning our freedoms and our liberties is not granted by the Constitution. Dear friend, it is not guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. Dear friend, this morning our freedoms and our liberties, dear friend, are given to us by our God. Amen. Dear friend, it is God this morning, dear friend, that makes us free. The Bible said, if the Son sets you free, then you're free indeed. Amen. It is God that gives us liberties. It is God that guarantees, dear friend, this morning, dear friend, that we have rights, dear friend, this morning, that we have the privileges, dear friend, that we have in our nation this morning. We have forgotten that. Dear friend, we've tried to use the courts, and we've tried to use, dear friend, politicians, and we've tried to use change history this morning, dear friend, to fit our agendas and push, dear friend, our thoughts and our, dear friend, agendas this morning. And it's God, dear friend, that grants us. But we have forgotten that in our nation. We have forgotten our fruitfulness. Amen. Dear friend, the blessings that this country offers, and the bounty, dear friend, by which we're blessed. It has been blessed by the hand of God. Amen. Dear friend, you want to straighten the economy out? Dear friend, you want to get the, dear friend, this morning, the unemployment back in line? Dear friend, you want to get things, dear friend, back in order? Dear friend, it's not in lecture politicians. Dear friend, it's not in passing bills. Dear friend, this morning, it's turning back to God and remembering, dear friend, that every good and perfect gift comes down from God above. Dear friend, it is turning back and remembering, dear friend, it's the hand of God that we're fed and that we're blessed. Dear friend, that it's God that has given us everything that we have this morning. It's acknowledging Him. Dear friend, it's giving Him thanks and praise this morning. Amen. The Bible tells us today, dear friend, that my people have forgotten me days without end. Amen. Dear friend, that's why we're a sinful nation. Dear friend, this morning, it's not just the violence. It's not just the drugs. It's not just the perverseness and profanity. Dear friend, that it starts in the hearts this morning of God's people. When we have forgotten our Maker, dear friend, this morning, in verse number 4, dear friend, why they were a sinful nation. At Ephraim, not only because they had forgotten God, at Ephraim, but because they had forsaken Him. In verse 4, they have forsaken the Lord. Amen. That's pretty straightforward. At Ephraim this morning, they have forsaken the Lord. At Ephraim, that means to turn our back. At Ephraim, this one means to walk away from. At Ephraim, that means to write Him off. At Ephraim today. But not only had they forsaken Him, but verse 4 said that also provoked Him to anger. At Ephraim this morning, it wasn't just the fact they had turned away from God. It was the fact they had embraced at Ephraim other false gods and idols this morning. Amen. At Ephraim, we have forsaken the Lord our God. At Ephraim, because we do not honor Him. Amen. At Ephraim, we don't honor His day. We don't honor His house. And we certainly don't honor His name. Amen. At Ephraim, I'll tell you, it's a shame and a disgrace. At Ephraim, listen. At Ephraim, they'll edit out things on TV. At Ephraim, but let you take the name of the Lord in vain. Amen. At Ephraim this morning. And I'll tell you, day. At Ephraim, you go to the house of God. Sunday's just another day. At Ephraim, it don't mean much anymore. At Ephraim this morning. At Ephraim, businesses go on like they're always there. At Ephraim, plants and meals. At Ephraim, but I want to tell you, at Ephraim, I'm not blaming all of them, friends. I'm telling you this morning, it's God's people that does not honor His day. Amen. At Ephraim, listen. At Ephraim, we go to the house of God. At Ephraim, get in an hour or so, an hour and a half in service, and then we go to the golf course, and then we go to the beach or the lake. At Ephraim, we go on about our business. At Ephraim, but the Lord's day is just what it said. It's the Lord's day. Amen. Isaiah said a little later on in Isaiah 58 and verse 13, if thou wilt turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and cause the Sabbath a delight in the Lord, holy and honorable, and shalt honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I'll cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Amen. God said, if you'll honor my day. At Ephraim this morning, He said, I'll bless you. At Ephraim, I'll cause you to rise upon the high. Sunday's just another day. We don't honor Him. We have forsaken the Lord. At Ephraim, in not thanking Him. At Ephraim, 2 Timothy chapter 3. At Paul said, in the last days, this last generation, I would be unthankful and unholy. Amen. At Romans chapter 1, how the Bible said this morning, neither were they thankful. At Ephraim, we're ungrateful for the blessings we do not acknowledge. At Ephraim, where they come from this morning. At Ephraim, friend like the hog rooting around on the ground and never looking up, seeing where at Ephraim the acorns are falling from. At Ephraim, God's been so good to us in pouring out His blessings upon us, and yet we don't even take the time to give Him thanks for what He does. We do not acknowledge Him. At Ephraim, we're always trying to disprove Him and not give Him the credit this morning. We do not obey Him. At Ephraim, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. At Ephraim this morning, the laws of our land are contrary to the laws of God, and we esteem the laws of our land higher than that which the Lord at Ephraim has laid down for us this morning. Amen. At Ephraim today, we do not acknowledge Him because we have forsaken the Lord this morning. We've turned against Him. At Ephraim, we've turned away from Him. We depend upon ourselves more than we depend upon God. At Ephraim this morning. At Ephraim, but notice in verses 10 down through verses 15, we've also a sinful nation this morning because we've tried to formalize God. At Ephraim, we've changed the true and living God. We've fashioned Him. At Ephraim, after the manner of man. At Ephraim this morning, the Bible said in Romans chapter 1, at Ephraim, that they worship the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Dear friend, this morning we've tried to bring God down unto us this morning instead of trying to exalt man through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, we have diminished His name. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, trying to say, dear friend, this morning that God is not above man. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, He's holy, He's sovereign, He's righteous. Dear friend, this morning, and we can't even approach unto Him. We've tried to dictate unto God. Dear friend, we're going to worship on our terms. Dear friend, we pulled out the spirit of Cain, and we've said, God, we're going to offer You the best we have. We're going to offer You what we want to, and that just had to be acceptable. Dear friend, this morning, we try to serve Him out of convenience. Dear friend, this morning, we try to do what we want to do instead of conforming and submitting unto the Spirit of God this morning. Dear friend, we've even tried to deceive people. Dear friend, by saying God said this and God said that. Man, the Bible said, dear friend, the prophets speak lies, and my people love to have it so this morning. Amen. Nobody cares about the truth. Dear friend, as long as we pat them on the back and make them feel better about themselves and the way they're living. Dear friend, this morning, no wonder we're a sinful nation. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, we have the best country in the world. Dear friend, the Bible said, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. And blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Amen. Dear friend, God said in verse 5, why should I chasten you anymore? You're not going to listen. You're not going to turn. In verse 6, He said, you're corrupted. In verse 7, He said, you're going to be, land's going to be desolate, and strangers are going to devour it in your presence. Brother, if you can't see that in our nation today, dear friend, you're blind and your head's in the sand. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, but God, in verses 16 and 17, pleads, dear friend, with that nation. Dear friend, and said, wash you and make you clean. In verse 18, He said, come now and let us reason together. Verse 19, dear friend, He said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat of the good of the land. But in verses 20, He said, dear friend, if you refuse and revail, dear friend, you'll be devoured and destroyed. Dear friend, our nation this morning, dear friend, we certainly need to pray for our nation. Dear friend, today, may the Lord richly bless you. Enjoy the independence of our nation this morning. God certainly has blessed the United States. Amen.